Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. My guest has trained thousands of Bible believers that never prayed for the sick, never saw miracles, and they're starting to see miracles. I mean, not minor miracles. I mean, blind eyes open, deaf ears hearing, people in wheelchairs getting out. And he says he can equip anyone to do that. Anyone interested?
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
You know, Steve, one of the things that I really appreciate about you is you're saying that you don't need to be a TV star. You don't need to have a great gift from God of healing. All you need is the teaching of the word and doing it. Really, people see blind eyes open, deaf ears open, the crippled walking, the dead raised, and they don't have any special gifts?
And they don't have any special gifts, Sid. Even in the last few weeks, as I've been to about five or six nations, I've watched people who come with me from all over the developed world with no training. I spend a day with them, and we get out. And in the last few weeks, I can't even tell you how many blind eyes opened, how many deaf ears opened, the mute speaking, because it's our inheritance.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, but I've always been told you have to work up your faith. You start with a headache, then you work for about 5 or 6 years to get deaf ears open. You don't see that as a necessity, do you?
Absolutely not.
Really?
I think of a guy, Rick, who we did some training in Africa, and we finished early. I said, why don't you guys just go out and pray for somebody? And he went out, and he only made it about 300 yards, and he found a kid who was born completely deaf, and the Lord opened his ears. He didn't have any track record. He just had discovered by spending a day together that this is part of his inheritance.
Now, you're a spiritual father. You mentored a gentleman that has a work in India.
Yes.
What did he do?
Oh, he's done wonderful things. He started with just him and his wife. And he now has over 600,000 in his church.
Did you get that? 600,000? Starting with just him and his wife? Now, that is growth.
Go ahead. That is serious growth. And it's all about multiplication, not addition. You know, just in the last 3.5 months, and I checked with him just before this show, he has started another 5,020 churches, over 200,000 people in the last 3.5 months. So God is moving in a remarkable, remarkable way. Last year, he baptized 150,000 people, and this year it will be more than that.
There is a story you tell that it got to me. You talk about praying for a deaf mute and God speaking to you.
I've seen the Lord do that so many times. But when I prayed for that man, here's what happened. I took a team. We were in Mexico, actually. I took a team, and the first night there was a word of knowledge, and an 11-year-old boy was brought forward who had been mute his entire life. And one of the team prayed for him, not me, and he instantly spoke Sid, it was like flicking a light switch. He just spoke fluently. The next night, I was in another town. After I preached the gospel, people came forward. A lot of people came forward. And as I began to pray and ask the Holy Spirit to just come and fill them, and it turned, it was a 13-year-old girl who'd been deaf since she was three when she got meningitis. And suddenly her ears were opened. She was crying. Her mother was crying. Everybody was just excited. I felt this sadness come over me, and I couldn't understand it. So I stepped back. Nobody was looking at me. They were looking at what was going on there. And I said,
"Papa, why do I feel sad?"
And he said something I'll never forget. It was one of those markers in my life. He said to me, "Remember the boy last night who couldn't speak, and then he could?" I said, "Sure."
"Sure."
He says, "And you see that girl who was deaf, and now she can hear?" I said, "Yes, Papa." He said to me, "I have been waiting for years to do that, but nobody would release it."
That was the statement that got to me.
Sid, how much is heaven waiting to release in all our towns and our cities, just waiting for us to release it?
You do seminars where you teach people how to release the power of God. And there was a young boy in the seminar, just 9 years old. He was there just because he was waiting to go to school. That was in India. But something dramatic happened to him. He picked up a lot more than most people would have thought.
It was interesting. He actually, we thought he was sleeping in the back of the, on the pew. But he'd been learning. The next day after school, he burst in the front door.
Mama,
he said to his mother,
It works.
I did what Uncle said. And he prayed for a friend who'd been chronically sick, and he was healed. 2 days later, I took him, little 9-year-old Abhishek, and some other young people to a very remote Indian village. I started to tell them about Jesus. A crowd gathered. And then I had these young people start to pray for the sick. And 9-year-old Abhishek prayed for a 35-year-old man who'd been deaf his whole life, and his ears opened, and it caused a move of God in that whole village.
I would like to know the very first person you prayed for that was sick. What happened?
It was in 1977, and I was a new believer. I got a phone call. My friend's sister had been in a car accident. She had broken vertebrae, crushed disc. Would I please come and pray for her? I'd never prayed for anyone. I'd prayed for supper. That's about it. I went to the house. I was nervous, trying to pretend I wasn't. They're all looking at me, and I went to pray for her, and someone said, aren't you going to anoint her with oil? And I'm thinking, what is that? But on the outside, I said, oh, yes, of course, of course.
Oh, yes, of course.
And somebody got me a bottle of Crisco.
Yeah. Got the oil.
And I just let her have it because I didn't know any different. So I prayed what might have been one of the slipperiest prayers.
I'm sure.
And I prayed, and it was a rather pathetic prayer, just kind of mumbled, and I was so nervous. And when I was done, they all looked at me like, that's it? And the Lord instantly healed her. And in fact, there was a series of things.
Were you shocked?
You bet. I was really shocked.
Thank God.
Praise the Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
He doesn't pray for someone else for another 6 years. But there was a dramatic change in his life when he was challenged. If you will pray for 200 people, you'll kick right into that gear. He did it. It worked. And when we come back, I want to find out what that 9-year-old Indian boy learned that caused him to walk instantly in miracles. Be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
The supernatural knows no bounds, and now there are no limits to equipping you to receive your supernatural breakthrough anytime, anyplace. ISN, the It's Supernatural online network, offers live streaming of programs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, right on your mobile devices or smart TVs.
I love that I can watch my favorite shows anytime I want.
My workouts are out of the box, and so are my ISN podcasts.
Download the free ISN app today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
So a 9-year-old Indian boy in India hears this teaching from Steve and totally moves like someone in the book of Acts would move that was a believer. Give me just a few nuggets that this young 9-year-old grabbed hold of that caused him to be normal. Normal is defined by the Bible, not normal is defined by tradition and religion.
For one thing, he would have learned that what we expect is what we see. And the more we see, the more we expect. So it's a positive spiral. And he would have also heard what I shared earlier, that whatever we release is what gets released from heaven, which is what Jesus told Peter in Matthew 16:19. And this whole thing of God wanting to release the kingdom through us. He also would have heard about the delight of God. This is such a key for me. Let me tell you briefly. I was doing a healing conference in Seoul, Korea, and a mother brought her 20-year-old son to me. He had rheumatoid arthritis. His knees were all swelled up. So I knelt down to pray for him, and as I started to pray for him and I could feel things moving around, nobody noticed me because of all that was going on in the room. But for me, it was as if the room became silent. And I heard the father say to me, "You really love doing this, don't you?" I said, "Yes, Papa, I do." And he said to me, "Me too." And at that moment, I just had this aha. He delights in healing. And he delights in me, Sid, when I'm healing. He made me to pray for the sick as he made every believer. And when I'm doing it, I enter into his delight. Can I tell you a story also in India, how that was released and changed a region? I took a team. We head up this thing called Impact Nations. And I took a team on a journey of compassion to northern India 2 years ago. I've been to India many times. We went into the hardest region in India, in the Punjab. On the first day, we did a mobile medical clinic, which we do. I believe the kingdom touches right. every part of life. And we were going along just fine for a couple of hours. And then a family brought their paralyzed mother. They carried her in to get medicine. While she was waiting, our prayer team prayed for her, and she was instantly healed. But what I want you to know is out of that one healing, suddenly a town of 8,000, it just turned, and we prayed for person after person after person until it was dark, got up to preach, and they were on the roof, on the walls, they were everywhere. And out of that one journey of compassion in that area of the Punjab, 1,000 new churches were planted.
You find that this is not an exception. Wherever you go, there's happening. But that's India. What about some place like here, the United States? Does the word work as good here as it does in India?
Absolutely, Sid. I've watched in Bristol, Connecticut, when I taught a team and we went out to a housing project. And in the first 30 minutes, a woman with a blind eye opened. Another woman who'd been in bed for 3 months, and her husband found us and said, "Come pray," and she was doing jumping jacks. A man who'd been off on disability because he had a frozen arm, it wouldn't work, completely healed.
But the thing that's so amazing to me, he could tell me all these things that he does, but he doesn't even do it much himself. He lets everyone else do it that's never done it before to prove the power of the word, speaking the power of the word. This illustrates it better than anything I've ever heard of. You were in the former Soviet Union.
Yes.
And your translator was Russian, a really nice Russian atheist, doesn't believe a thing, just a professional doing her job. And how could you tell her to pray for someone?
The Russian government actually paid for auditoriums for me. And they provided this interpreter, this translator. Her name was Paulina. I would preach, and she would start to translate for me.
Jesus любит вас, и он хочет спасти вас.
Then she'd turn and whisper, she'd say, "But Steve, you know I don't believe." I said, "Doesn't matter, you're doing great, keep going." And this was what was always going on. One day I came into an auditorium, a large auditorium. God was healing, and the Lord spoke to me. He said, go to the back. There was a bleachers at the back. I said, Paulina, come, let's go. We went to the back, and there was a woman who had very advanced liver disease. She was jaundiced, just yellow, and her stomach was very extended. I said, Paulina, would you just put your hand on her? And I want you to say this.
In the name of Jesus, I command this spirit to leave this woman and never come back.
And she looked at me and she said, but Steve, you know I don't believe. I said, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
In the name of Jesus, I command the spirit of disease to leave this woman and never return.
And the woman suddenly shouted out, fire, fire, I'm on fire. And like that, her distended stomach went shoo, and her flesh was pink. This is what I see all the time. The power of
Jesus
is in the gospel. Romans 1:16, the gospel is the power of God unto salvation.
I'll tell you what, when we come back, I'm going to have Steve pray for you when we come back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
Call now and get Steve Stewart's powerful book, When Everything Changes, and his anointed four-part audio CD teaching set, Moving in the Rhythm of the Kingdom. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9455. Through Steve Stewart's powerful book, When Everything Changes, you will understand that it is God's delight to heal everyone. Find out that every believer is called to do the works of the kingdom. Understand that God's kingdom is much more accessible than you ever imagined. Learn how to be an active participant in the kingdom, not just a spectator. Find out keys to begin seeing healing and miracles released and increased in and through your life. Learn how to move when God moves and see miraculous breakthroughs. Steve Stewart's four-part audio CD teaching set, Moving in the Rhythm of the Kingdom, includes five powerful sessions with teaching, training, practical application, and impartation. Begin to see the kingdom of God powerfully released in your life, including your workplace, school, neighborhood, church, and family. It's like having Steve Stewart personally train you as he teaches the keys to healing, miracles, deliverance, and sharing the gospel of God's kingdom with others.
I've trained over 10,000 people who've gone out and healed the sick. I take people with me to nations around the world, and they all heal the sick every day.
Included in these resources are powerful prayers of impartation.
When someone is moving in healing, that is the dinner bell for salvation. You stop being a spectator, you become an active participant, and I want you to do the same works that Jesus did, and even greater. I can't wait to get in your hands the book, When Everything Changes, and the four CD set, Moving in the Rhythm of the Kingdom.
It's time to receive your own healing and be used to pray for others. Get ready to enter into the realm of God's kingdom. Call now and get Steve Stewart's powerful book, When Everything Changes, and his anointed four-part audio CD teaching set, Moving in the Rhythm of the Kingdom. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9455. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9455 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Steve, you talk about the delight that God has in you praying for the sick. The delight that you get back from traveling international, praying for thousands of people, having others pray for thousands of people, and you can't wait to get out to pray for that one person. And you use a word that I want you to talk about, rescue.
I think rescue is a great definition for salvation, actually. And I feel like where the rhythm of God is, where Jesus is moving, I always see rescue and reconciliation and restoration. He rescues lives. There's two ways to see it. As recently as, I don't know, two, 3 weeks ago, a little girl born deaf, Someone prayed for her, her ears opened, and she can hear and speak. We could say, oh, her ears got healed. I'd say her whole life got rescued. All her possibilities, all her future, everything
total
just changed.
Total transformation.
In a moment.
And he's saying that you can do this. You don't have to be a spectator anymore.
Amen.
I mean, you are hired. Come into the play. Take the starring role. Because, do you remember what God said to Steve? I've been waiting so long for someone to pray for this person. There are people all around you that God is just waiting for someone to release his kingdom. And that someone is you. You are qualified. Tell me, teach just for a moment on one scripture and then pray for the sick.
In Mark 1, 40 and 41, the leper came to Jesus. And it says he fell on his knees and he begged him. He says, if you're willing, you can make me clean. And Jesus looked at him filled with compassion. And he said, I am willing. The problem we have is the English language doesn't have the richness of the Greek. He said, I am telo, which means not only willingness, volition, but it means pleasure. He was saying, you don't have to beg me. I'm pleased to heal you. When we get a hold of this, it changes the way we pray. Now, let me pray for folks out there because the Lord's going to heal you right now. So I encourage you, put your hand on that part of your body where you've got pain or where there's sickness. And just let the Lord come to you right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I command this pain to leave. I command pain to leave your right hip. I command the pain to leave your neck. The neck spurs go right now. I tell migraines to go right now. I speak to the right ear that's been blocked. It opens in the name of Jesus. I tell all pain in your body to go. I tell all sickness to go in the name of Jesus Christ. And I release the power of heaven, the divine life of Jesus into your body. Thank you, Lord.
And I'm hearing that in your bones, there are pain. Anywhere in your body, in your bones, there's pain. I command that pain to go in Jesus' name. Steve, you say that many people, after they get your teaching, they say, this is what I was made
yes.
for. That has to, you told me that that would delight God. That has to so delight you, too.
It does. It does. And you know, Sid, that's part of why I go all over the developing world. We've taken over 1,300 people with us on these journeys of compassion because their lives change, not just for 12 days, but when they go home. And it's also why I go and I do these impact weekends, because people's lives change. They begin to understand the gospel's bigger than they ever thought it was, and that Jesus is inviting us to enter right into the rhythm of it.
You say there is a question that anyone can ask that changes everything. What is that question?
This is the question I've taught all over the world. It's five simple words. May I pray for you? And the problem is we go, oh, that's too simple. But Christian sociologists tell us that 95% of believers never once in their life ask that question outside the safety of their church building or their home. When we ask that question, the word becomes flesh. The ideal becomes real. The kingdom of God is released. I encourage every viewer to take a deep breath, step over the nervousness, which is normal, and the dry mouth, which is normal. And when you hear somebody at the coffee shop two tables over telling their friend, I've had this headache for 3 days, instead of thinking, well, that's too bad, you walk over and say, excuse me, I couldn't help but hear. May I pray for you?
Let me tell you how faith is spelled. R-I-S-K. But guess what? After you pray for your first 200 people, you will delight in seeing lives transformed. You will delight in rescue people. I appoint you to be normal. Normal is defined by the Bible.
Steve Stewart started out being too afraid to pray for people. Then, as God gave him the keys to access God's kingdom, he began seeing many miracles, including blind eyes seeing, deaf ears hearing, lame walking, pain leaving, cancer and AIDS being healed, verified by doctors. Now, Steve not only sees hundreds of people healed when he prays, but also the people he trained share that they too are seeing miracles when they pray for others. Now, he wants to mentor you. Call now and get Steve Stewart's powerful book, When Everything Changes, and his anointed four-part audio CD teaching set, Moving in the Rhythm of the Kingdom. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9455. Through Steve Stewart's powerful book, When Everything Changes, you will understand that it is God's delight to heal everyone. Find out that every believer is called to do the works of the kingdom. Understand that God's kingdom is much more accessible than you ever imagined. Learn how to be an active participant in the kingdom, not just a spectator. Find out keys to begin seeing healing and miracles released and increased in and through your life. Learn how to move when God moves and see miraculous breakthroughs. Steve Stewart's four-part audio CD teaching set, Moving in the Rhythm of the Kingdom, includes five powerful sessions with teaching, training, practical application, and impartation. Begin to see the kingdom of God powerfully released in your life, including your workplace, school, neighborhood, church, and family. It's like having Steve Stewart personally train you as he teaches the keys to healing, miracles, deliverance, and sharing the gospel of God's kingdom with others.
I've trained over 10,000 people who've gone out and healed the sick. I take people with me to nations around the world, and they all heal the sick every day. Many of them are absolutely brand new.
Included in these resources are powerful prayers of impartation.
When someone is moving in healing, that is the dinner bell for salvation. You stop being a spectator. You become an active participant. And I want you to do the same works that Jesus did, and even greater. I can't wait to get in your hands the book, When Everything Changes, and the four CD set, Moving in the Rhythm of the Kingdom.
It's time to receive your own healing and be used to pray for others. Get ready to enter into the realm of God's kingdom. Call now and get Steve Stewart's powerful book, When Everything Changes, and his anointed four-part audio CD teaching set, Moving in the Rhythm of the Kingdom. Yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9455. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. Please specify offer number 9455 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural, my guest, the only word I can use, has the most ferocious faith for miracles that you've ever seen. She goes to an AIDS hospice. She goes in a room where they have hours to live. She lays her hand on the first AIDS patient. This guy jumps up out of the bed and walks out. The nurse comes back and said, "Where'd he go?"